Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Hey Omud Aleph. We are in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we begin a brand new siman today, Shin Nun Gimel, which deals with Dinei Zizim Rishus HaRabim, dealing with projections in the Rishus HaRabim, although in the first Sif we will not discuss that. The Mechaber begins in Sif Aleph. Shnei Batim, if you have two houses, both Rishus HaYochid, Bishnei Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, that are on the two different sides of Rishus HaRabim. So you have a street, basically, on one side you have a house, and on the other side you have a house. The Heim Shel Odom Echad, and both of these houses belong to a single person, or Oshel Shnayim, or they belong to two different people. Now, Midor Raisa, you can go from one Rishus HaYochid into another Rishus HaYochid, even if they're owned by two different people, but Midor Rabbanon, you're not allowed to do so unless they have an Erev between them. And that's why the Mechaber says Ve'Erevu. So you've made a connection between the two Rishus HaYochid over here through this Rishus HaRabim via making an Erev. Now, the Chofetz Chaim in Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul says from the Magen Avram, how could you do this? And he writes, if you were saying that it's going through a Mokum Patur, you'd be allowed to do that. But most of the Achronim say you're not allowed to do that. And furthermore, the Chavetz Chaim in the next Dibra Maskel in the Bir Halacha, Mutu Lizrok, brings down for the Magen Avram that how exactly could you have an Erev between two different Rishus HaYochids on opposite sides of this Rishus HaRabim when in fact they're not connected? In order for two Rishus HaYochids to be connected, they have to have a physical connection between them so you can be Ma'ari of them, so you can make an Erev between them. So he suggests the simple answer is from the Maimer Mordechai, the Maimer, we're talking here, Kishaya Kimin Gesher Bechad Sad, Mi Bayezel Bayezel. There's some sort of a connection over here, a bridge from one side to the other, and therefore you can make an error between side A and side B. But when you're throwing, we're talking here about throwing it not through this bridge, but directly from side A through this Rishus HaRabim into side B. In any event, we now recapitulate what we said. The Mechaber says if you're throwing from the house on side A of the Rishus HaRabim through this Rishus HaRabim into the house on side B, and either this is owned by the same person or there's an Erev between these, so there would be no problem in going from Rishus HaYochid number one into Rishus HaYochid number two because it's allowed to. However, here you have the Rishus HaRabim in between them. So the Mechaber continues and he says, Im Shneim Shovin, if they're on the same plane, one is not higher than the other. So then, Mutter Lizrok Mizel Azeh, then you are allowed to actually throw over here from house A across the Rishus HaRabim into house B. Now, why is this allowed? So we need to see some items first in the Mishnah Berurah. So we go to Siv Katan Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, why did you need to have an Erev? It's not owned by the same person. Why can't you just bring from house A to house B if they're both Rishus HaYochids? So as I mentioned, the Mishnah Berurah says, the below Erev, if you don't have an Erev between them, then it's rabbinically forbidden, halo also l'taltal Rishus l'Rishus, afilu below hefsik Rishus HaRabim bein tayim klal. Rabbinically, it is not allowed to carry from one Rishus HaYochid into a different Rishus HaYochid. The rabbi said you can't do this because you may come to carry through prohibited areas, and therefore they insisted that unless it's owned by the same person or unless you make an Erev Chatzeros, you cannot do this, Midr Rabbanan. Now, in Siv Katan Beis, the Mishnah Berurah explains that if they're on the same plane over here, so then, Rotsa Lomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Kivan Shem Shavim, since house A and house B are on the same level, Ein Tzorich La'amein Yod L'Zriko, you don't have to be so careful when you're throwing it over here, Shelo Yipo L'Chevetz L'Mata, that you're going to go and not throw it far enough or high enough, and it will fall off in the middle, and it will land in the Rishus HaRabim, and then you'll have transgressed. So when these conditions are met, the Mechaber told us, Mutter Lizrok, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Gimel, V'dafka L'mala Miyasar. Here we have a key additional factor that was alluded to but not specifically mentioned by the Mechaber, and that is that you're constantly at least more than 10 tefachim above the ground of the Rishus HaRabim. So the ball or the item that you're throwing is technically not in the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore you technically are throwing the Heve Mirishus HaYochid, the house on the right side, let's say, and you're throwing it above 10 tefachim of the middle ground, Rishus HaRabim, to the house on the left side, Rishus HaYochid, Derech Mekom Petur. And this is through a Mokom Petur, which we've already said, you're technically allowed to go from a Rishus HaYochid into a Mokom Petur and vice versa. However, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Avo lamata me'asar osu, but if it were to go below 10 tefachim, so then you're going through the Rishus HaRabim, and that would be forbidden. The issue footnote number 1 points out that that which we allow you over here is only if you're throwing it. When you're throwing it from house A across the Rishus HaRabim, 10 Tvachim above the ground, to House B, and it's going through the Malkum Patur, that's where the Mechaber said it's permissible. But if you were to walk the item across and you hold it above 10 Tvachim above the ground, so then that would not be allowed. That would be carrying from the Rishus HaYochanan to the Rishus HaRabim, because you look at where your feet are and not where the ball or the item that you're carrying actually is 10 Tvachim or plus above the ground. Now we continue with the Mechaber, and he writes, V'im echad govoa mechaveru, if one of the houses is higher than the other house, also, Lizrok Mizelazeh, then you can't throw from one Rishus HaYochid into the other Rishus HaYochid, because here we are concerned, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Dalet, the Kivon Shegavo Mechavero, since one Rishus HaYochid is higher than the other, Tzarech Litzamtzin Yod LeBezrik, you have to be very careful to throw it accurately over here, and we are concerned, V'chayshin on Shem Elo Yechavin Kokach, you won't be so careful, V'yipol Loretz, and it will fall down into the ground, V'osi Lasuya, and you'll come to carry it Dalet Amos in the Rishus HaRabim. But the Mechaber says, well, this is forbidden to do if one house is higher than the other, one Rishus HaYochid is higher than the other one. Also, Lizrok Mizelazeh, but he says, however, El Imkein Heim Klicheris, if you're throwing something that if it were to fall, would smash and break, such as an earthenware utensil, a Klicheris, or Chayotze Behem, or anything similar to this that would break if it fell, so then, Sheim Yiplu Yishaveru, if it was going to fall, they would break, and therefore there's no concern you'll come to carry it if it falls, then it is permissible. Now, the Mechaber says, when are we talking about? B'medzvar Mamurim, that which we said, you're allowed to throw from one Rishus HaYochid to the other Rishus HaYochid if it's more than 10 Tvachim above the Rishus HaRabim in the middle, and if the houses are not even, unless you're throwing something that is like a Klichera, something could break, you wouldn't be allowed to throw it. Under what circumstances are we talking about? B'medzvar Mamurim, as I've already mentioned, we're talking here, B'Rishus HaRabim, or Veres Beneim, we're talking about that they're separated by Rishus HaRabim, where there is concern that it will go from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim, which is an Issa Deraisa. Avalim ha'yisur karmelis overes b'neim. But if instead of a public thoroughfare of Rishus HaRabim, you only had a karmelis going in between these two Rishus HaYochids, so then in this situation, mutter b'chol gavna, then you would be allowed to go and throw it even if they were not on the same plane, even if one was higher than the other, even if echod gavoa mechavero. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Hay, the kivin the isur karmelis ain't well of the rabbanon, since the worst case scenario, if you went from the Rishus HaYochid to the karmelis, you'd only, quote, be over at the rabbanon. So the rabbis, lo gazrina shema yipo, they didn't have to make a concern over here, an additional rabbinical prohibition, it may come to fall, because even if it did, they've exera l'exera. We're going to make a prohibition over here that you shouldn't throw it into Rishus HaYochid, because if it did, you'd be over in Issa d'Rabbanan, so then in this situation, that would be making exera l'exera, and the rabbis didn't do this. And therefore, it's permissible under all situations. B'chol gavna, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Vav, what are we saying? Hainu afilu echod gavoa mechaver. As I mentioned, even if one side was higher than the other side, avo pashut the davko b'she'ervu. But again, here as well, you wouldn't be allowed to take from one Rishus HaYochid into another Rishus HaYochid unless it was either owned by the same person or they made an eruv with the bridge that we talked about in the Bir Halacha from one side to the other. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Ziz, if you have over here a projection, some sort of a ledge that's coming out of the wall, the Hainu, this, the Mechaber tells us, is Daf Habolet Minakosel, some sort of a ledge or projection that comes out from the wall into the Rishus HaRabim. In other words, this ledge is above the Rishus HaRabim. And how high is it? Lamala Me'asari. It's more than 10 Tfachim from the ground of the Rishus HaRabim. So in this situation, if on this ledge, the Yeshbo Arba, it is more than 4 Tvachim wide by 4 Tvachim wide. The Chalon Habayis Basuachlo, and the window opens up over this ledge over here. So, Mishtam Shinalov, you're allowed to use this. We don't have a concern over here that you're going to go and take it from this ledge and drop it into the Rishus HaRabim. But as long as you have a window, or theoretically a door, that goes out onto this ledge, so there is no problem. The ledge is a separate Rishus HaYochid, and you're coming from your house to Rishus HaYochid, and therefore it is permissible. And one can see a perfect diagram of what we're talking about in Dirshu footnote number 4 in the diagram. The ledge is more than 10 Tvachim above the ground, it's right in front of a window, and the ledge is at least 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim, so it has the status of Rishus HaYochid. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah says over here in Sivkot and Zayin. Nokat l'Rishus HaRabim l'Ravusa. First of all, he tells us that it's over Rishus HaRabim to teach us even a greater Chiddush over here. Da'afil l'Rishus HaRabim motu, even if it's above Rishus HaRabim, certainly if it's above a Karmelis, but even if it's above Rishus HaRabim, it would be permissible, because the Ein Rishus HaRabim tofes l'malam yasar. Because as we mentioned numerous times, above 10 tefachim, it no longer has the status of being Rishus Rabban. And certainly, the Kol Shekeinim who bolit Rishus Karmelis, if it's above a Karmelis area, the Shari, then it certainly would be permissible to take from this window and put it onto this ledge. And he says, Ayin Asif Gimel, tomorrow Shir, the Yeshchiluk Bein Rishus HaRabim Le Karmelis, there is a difference, however, under certain circumstances between this ledge being over Rishus HaRabim or a Karmelis, Le'inyon Litin Lov Kalim Shein Nishbar Menei Philosopher, as to whether you can put on this ledge something that would not break when it fell. And we'll wait till we get to tomorrow Shia to see the difference between the Rishus HaRabim and the Karmelis in this respect. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Hei says it has to be Lamala Mi'asara. We have to be, this ledge, this projection, has to be more than 10 tefachim above the ground. V'lo Mi'boya, in this situation, it doesn't make any difference. Im Hoya Chalon Pasuach Lo B'Somuch Le'aziz B'Soch Shlosh Tefachim. It doesn't make any difference if the Chalon is within 3 tefachim over here of this ledge. We have the principle of lavut, so that means it's connected over here. Bevade mut lishtamish al aziz mitocha chalon litin alav v'litol mimenu. In that situation, you certainly would be allowed to go and take anything from the house and put it on the ledge, and vice versa. Du bichlal chori rishus hayachid, because this technically is no different than a hole in a wall of rishus hayachid, and this has the status of what we said previously was chori rishus hayachid, the hole in the wall of rishus hayachid, and rishus hayachid dami. It has the halachic status of being rishus hayachid. So certainly, if it's connected to the wall or within lavud distance of the wall, that this would be permissible. But the Mishnah Berurah says, Ela afilu imhoyo hachalon muflog mimenu harbe, even if the chalon was more than 3 tefachim away from the ledge. Afal pike, nevertheless, even in this situation, mutu lishtamish alaziz, you could go and take something from inside the chalon and put it on this ledge, it's more than 3 tefachim away. The kosher l'mala mi'asura, because since you're totally above 10 tefachim over here, even if there's rishus harabim underneath you, chashvin olei k'makom p'tur. The entire area above 10 tefachim is considered a makom p'tur. So when you're moving this item from the window through the airspace more than 10 tefachim above the rishus harabim, that's a makom p'tur, and you're placing it on a ledge, which is another rishus hayachid that you have access to and are allowed to transfer from this rishus hayachid inside the house to the ledge, so therefore it is permissible. And Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, u'mashma mishtima samachaber. It appears correct from the way that the Mechaber didn't address this any further. That if over here we were talking about these ledges that they were below 10 tefachim, in this situation, even in this situation, if the chalon was within 3 tefachim of the ledge, then you wouldn't be allowed to go and use this projection, this ledge. Why? Vatan, the reason is, the kiven shu besoch hasaris, since it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, noach gam levnei rishus harabim l'shtamish alaziz. The people in rishus harabim also will use this ledge, since it's so low, to put stuff on. The lohevei bechlal chori rishus hayochid. In this situation, it no longer has the status of being a pure chori rishus hayochid, because it's used by the people in the rabim as well. Kiim bechlal karmelis. And instead, it would have the status of a karmelis in this situation, and now you'd be transferred from rishus hayochid into a karmelis. V'osu l'shtamish alav litein alav v'lito mimenu. And you're not allowed to go put things on it or take things off it from the karmelis into Rishus HaYochid and back and forth. And this is true Bein Rishus HaRabim or Bein Mitoch HaChalom. This would be true for the people in the Rabim area would not be allowed to use this. And likewise, the people inside the Chalon would not be allowed to use this as well. The Chofetz Chaim in Bir Halacha, the Chalon HaBayis Pasuach Lo, points out over here that the Vilna Gaon says that the language over here that the Mechaber used based upon the tour, the Chalon HaBayis Pasuach Lo, when we're talking about the ledge over here being more than 10 tefachim above the ground, you can only use it over here, seemingly, because the people inside the house are able to use this ledge. So that is the shita over here of the Mechaber based upon the Torah. But the Vilna Gaon says, Lefi das Rambam, the Yesra poskim, the opinion of the Rambam and other poskim, afilu ein haziz neged achalon. Then this ledge over here, even if it's more than 3 tefachim away from the chalon, kiven shu lamala mi'asara tefachim, since it's above 10 tefachim, ain't a bechal karmelis, it doesn't have the status of a karmelis. It has the status of being a makom p'tur. The people in Rishus HaRabim can also use this ledge in the same way that the people inside the chalon can use the ledge. This is based upon the Yerushalmi as well, wrote down in the Tosfos in Erevin, Ayin Sham. The Yerusha footnote number 14 brings down the name of the Vilna Gaon, that's because he calls this a makom p'tur. He brings down as well another reason from the Gra, another reason Shadol HaHokel mitam nosaf. This area, since it's 4x4 wide, is also considered to be a Rishus Hayachid, according to the Rambam, and therefore that's why you're allowed to carry from the Chalon over here into this ledge that's 4x4 wide, not because it's a Makom Patur, but because it's another Rishus Hayachid. I'd actually mentioned that earlier before when I explained it. This is where I got that idea from. We'll conclude today's share with Dirshu footnote number 2. We had brought down in the Bir Halacha, Dibur Amaskul V'Ervu, that many Achronim over here are Mefakbikin B'zeh and wouldn't allow you to go and throw from one Rishus HaYochid through the Avir of the Rishus HaRabim over here, more than 10 Tzvachim above it, because even though it's a Malkum Tour, they don't allow you to do this. And the issue footnote number 2 explains two reasoning for this opinion. Reason number 1, he brings down, Shigam L'Das HaRambam, even according to the Rambam, She Hasovrim L'Gabi Rishuyos, even according to the opinion of the Rambam that says that you are allowed to carry from one Rishus to another through a Malkum Patur, that's only Dafka Ba'ofen Shachefetz Noch B'Emtza B'Malkum Patur. So you can take it from Rishus HaYochid A and put it into the Malkum Patur and then let it rest there. And then you can take it from the Malkum Patur and bring it into Rishus HaYochid B. That would be allowed. But it rested there in the Malkum Patur. And in our situation, when you're throwing it from the Rishus HaYochid 1 into Rishus HaYochid 2, it doesn't rest over there, and therefore it wouldn't be allowed according to the Visposkim. The second reason he brings down from the Bir Halacha, he says, Hivi as Divrei HaNahar Shalom, Shesover, Shebamokum Sheisa Latalta, Bein Shnei HaRishus, Humishum Shelo Irvu B'neihem, if they didn't make an Erev between them, so then Yesh Lesor Afilu Im Nocha Chayfetz B'Emtza B'Mokum Patur, then you wouldn't be allowed to do this, even if it rested over here in a Mokum Patur. With that, we conclude today's share.